So, next we look at the vocal cords and the larynx. We all have two vocal cords which are stretched across the top of our windpipe, or trachea. The vocal cords sit apart at rest, but when air from the lungs passes over them, if we want to speak or sing, they draw together and vibrate very rapidly, creating sound. Just like a guitar string or a rubber band, the tighter the cords, the higher the note. However, this does not mean that you should actually feel any tightness or tension there. Have a look at figure 4 in your booklet. Now, protecting these horizontal vocal cords is your voice box, or larynx. The squeamish ones of you close your ears. The rest of you feel your throat and swallow. The thing that sticks out and moves up and down, well, that's your larynx. Obviously, both sexes have a larynx, but in men it sticks out more at the front and is known as the Adam's apple. The larynx is there to stop food going down your windpipe when you eat. So it rises to protect the windpipe when you swallow, and then drops back to its resting place. The larynx has a huge role to play in a good singing voice, as it's connected to lots of muscles in the throat and neck. Some of these muscles are designed to keep the larynx in a low position, whereas most are there to keep it high up. Now try this. Gently place your fingers on your larynx and sing a lowish note, then straight after it, sing a much higher note. Go on, give it a go. Now I'll bet that larynx moved right up in your throat on that second note. Now here's the thing. The larynx in everyday life rests quite high in your throat, but that's absolutely useless for a good singing voice. When you sing, it's essential that you have your larynx in a relaxed and neutral position. The best way to feel this relaxed position is with a yawn. Try it now. Get used to the sensation. Feel that larynx relax. It only rises when you finish your yawn. Now you've had a good yawn, I want you to give me another one, but this time without the sound. You should only be able to hear the air rushing into your lungs. Do you remember the seen a ghost exercise we did earlier? I want you to add this sort of openness to the yawn. But we don't want to see a wide, gaping, yawning mouth. The openness must be on the inside of the throat. Check yourself for unnecessary tension. There's no need to force the larynx down. Keep it relaxed, like in a natural yawn. You must not allow tension to creep into your tongue or jaw. Congratulations! You now have the correct larynx position to sing. This will produce a full, round and open sound as opposed to the thin and restricted sound of a high larynx. Well, that's the easy bit. The slightly harder bit is to keep that larynx in the neutral position no matter how high or low the note you sing. Now, this is where imagery comes in very handy. You can keep that larynx position neutral and relaxed with lots of practice simply by thinking down on the note, that is, imagining the higher notes to be the same as, or lower than, the note you've just sung. It sounds stupid, I know, but hitting high notes is all psychology. If you tell yourself the note is high, your body starts fearing it. You prepare yourself too much, tension creeps in, your larynx rises, and the note goes splat. Reverse the psychology from now on. All high notes are low. As you approach them, simply think down, and your larynx will follow. You can conjure up images of going downstairs, pushing a ball underwater, or going down a roller coaster to help you. Some people find that leaning towards the floor on high notes helps them find this imagery, until they can do it as second nature. Use whatever image works best for you. I want you to experience the sensation of the larynx staying still as the note rises. So let's do the siren. As it suggests, I want you to imitate a siren. Don't worry about the quality of notes you're singing here. It doesn't matter yet. This is about feeling that larynx staying low as the notes rise and fall. Listen to the singer first, then you try. Breathe correctly, but remember, relax. Now you have a go.